And now, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to call on Professor J.E. Kennedy, President of the Royal Astronomical Society of Canada, to bring greetings. Mr. Kennedy.
Mr. Chairman, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, it is indeed a pleasure, on behalf of the Royal Astronomical Society of Canada, to bring greetings this afternoon to the Department of Energy, Mines and Resources, Observatories Branch, on the occasion of this formal opening of the PZT at Cretus. The measurement of time has occupied the attention of many astronomers throughout recorded history. Perhaps the intrigue that by so doing, future astronomical events could be accurately predicted contributed to their scientific interest. A clear statement of what time actually is has, for the most part, been left in the hands of the philosophers, and perhaps after sufficient thought has been so directed, this problem will be answered as well. It is very fitting that the Royal Observatory and the U.S. Naval Observatory are represented here this afternoon. The early astronomy in Canada, prior to our Confederation, was initially involved with longitude determination, in which both the Astronomer Royal and Harvard College Observatory under Bond were involved and played very significant roles. Timekeeping has improved in accuracy and naturally in complexity during the past century, since these early astronomers pioneered in this field. Today, another important station is being added here in the global network of time determination. The members of the Royal Astronomical Society have for many years depended on the Dominion Observatory time signals for the success of their field operations. Hence, we convey to you, Mr. Chairman, and to your staff, both resident here and in Ottawa, most sincere thanks for your past cooperation. And coupled with this, our best wishes that this new PZT installation at Cretus will contribute far beyond your expectations at the moment to the success of your program for the accurate measurement of time in Canada and to the vital international link which you form with the other countries represented here this afternoon.
Thank you, Mr. Kennedy.